Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Back here on 710 ESPN, Sedano with you here. I'd like to talk to my friend Herm Edwards here. He's the head coach of Arizona State. Worked with him for a long time here at ESPN. And again, no better person, I think, to have this conversation with that we're having this morning. A very tough and difficult conversation. Herm, thank you so much for taking the time. I hope you and your family and everyone is safe from everything that we're dealing with, the pandemic, and obviously the challenges here societally right now. But what were your thoughts as you kind of watched everything unfold here over the last week or so?
Well, it reminded me a lot of back in the 60s. I was 14 years old when Martin Luther King was assassinated back in 68. And I can remember the protests and the things of this nature that were happening in our country, being a young black kid, you know, and looking at my parents trying to figure out what is all this, right? And, you know, I think when you think about our country, it's kind of ironic because Lady Justice is blindfolded. And when you think about that, she's basically blindfolded for a couple of reasons, that she shouldn't be able to see a person's identity, the beauty, the wealth, the power, or the race. And I think right now in America, for a lot of people of color, they feel like this justice system is not equal. It's not balanced. And they're tired. They're tired of what has taken place by a few officers that have no right to be officers when they take things into their own hand and the situation becomes the death of a person. You know, now, I do say this, protest is fine, but the looting and the violence of it, all you do then is hijack, really hijack the message. And so now we're in this conflict of why are they doing this? A lot of those young people would probably say because you don't hear us, and it takes this for you to hear what we're saying. And so as we deal with this, I just think we have to look at it from all walks of life, you know, that there's always a few people, and no matter what occupation they're in, they're not suited to do that. And I think when you see that and you're involved in it and you're in a leadership position, no different than coaching. You know, we always say, you know, coaching is real simple. Do you allow things to happen? And if you do, that's on you. That's on you. That comes from leadership. And when you see this happening, and sometimes it's not, you know, on camera, but see, now in today with the world we live in, now everything's on camera. There's always been racism. We know that. We don't live in a perfect world, but it's been hidden. But now it's on camera, and you see it. You see events like this. You see a situation that is sparked by a man that is supposed to be protect and serve, and he was not in confrontation, but was in a situation where, okay, let's, you know, find a way to get the guy in the car, but they took it one step further. And I think America is watching this, and if you're people of color, you've seen this story too many times. And now they're tired, and they're angry. But I do think protest is fine, but when they step over the line and it becomes violent and becomes looting, that's not protest. That's a whole different thing they're doing. And now you're diluting the message of what you're really protesting about.
Herm Edwards joining us here, head coach of Arizona State, here on the Sedano Show. Herm, I was just having this conversation with Key a few minutes ago on the air, and you know, as we were crossing over our shows, and he brought up a great point, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. 99% of these protests have been peaceful and have been done the way that you illustrated. And the other part of it that I think is fascinating is, unlike maybe in the past, the groups that are protesting are not just African Americans. It's white people. It's Hispanic people. It's Asian people. It's people of all different backgrounds and nationalities and ethnicities. How does that make you feel as someone who's seen many of the injustices of the past and the way those were protested?
Well, I think it's the new generation of kids, of young people, that their parents were part of the 68 movement, right? They were part of that movement, and they've grown up, and they've seen it, and now they're in a movement where they're going, look, we got to do something about this, and we want to protest because this is not right. You know, this is America, and we're better than this, and we are better than this. But I just think at this point now, that, you know, there's this country has always had protests, right? I mean, it's the history of America. There's always been a protest of some sort, and now we're in the crossroads right now, in my opinion, because as you said, you know, these young people. I got two daughters, 14 and 13. I mean, that's the conversation I'm having with my little girls at dinner. But you know, why are they doing this, Daddy? You know, they're trying to figure it out. You know, so I think America now, as we have time because of the coronavirus, you know, supposed to be not social distancing, and obviously these protests have nothing to do with social distancing. But we have a lot of time on our hand, and I think this is another subject at the supper table as Americans we can talk about and talk about it openly.
Herm, how do we make that change? How do we create the change that's necessary that hasn't been done in the past?
Well, I think it starts with your local leaders, the mayors and the governors of certain states, and the police and the police department and the officials coming together with community leaders and having this conversation. You know, I've always said this, maybe the greatest thing about sports, especially football, you get in the huddle. And you think about a huddle in football. All different walks of life walk into that huddle with different backgrounds, different religious beliefs, different political beliefs. It really doesn't matter. But when you come in a huddle, you agree on one thing. We all have to be successful. How do we do this? How do we make this work? And how do we put all these differences we may have aside? There's this common respect for everyone. And I think we don't huddle anymore in America. We just don't. We don't huddle with enough people that we may be not comfortable with because we don't want to have a conversation. You know, some of these conversations are they're not comfortable. We have to get in conversations that are not comfortable anymore, where you can see the other person's view of it. And once you do that, that's how you progress.
Herm Edwards joining us here on the Sedano Show here on ESPN LA. Well said, Herman. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. And I think that it's important for people not only to make that change on a local level, but even the first step beyond that, Herm, which is register to vote. There's, I mean, if you look at the numbers, there's not enough people registered to vote.
well, that's a whole different story, you know. But no, you're right. I mean, it's just, but it's amazing, you know, things like this. They've been building up. This is not just it's been simmering, okay? And finally, the kettle got hot, and it just started. It blew off, you know. And I just think with the virus, with people being unemployed, us being in lockdown as a country, all these things are occurring, and then all of a sudden this happens, and here we go.
Herm, what have the conversations been like? You mentioned the conversations at the dinner table with your young daughters, but what have they been like with your team?
Well, I sent a text out because I'm in California right now. All the coaches are out of the building, and the players are spread out all over the place too. We're actually going to start back working out on the 15th of next month, and it just sent them a note about what was happening. And I think the thing for me is when we get back, I'm going to find a way to address it because I just feel like that is my obligation as a coach, because they're living in a time now where the country is no different than 68. I mean, the civil rights movement was powerful, man. I was involved in that. I was a young kid growing up. You know, I got bused out of the neighborhood to a predominantly white high school. I was involved in all that, man. I was on the Berkeley campus as a freshman in 1972. Can you imagine what that place was in 1972?
Mm-hmm.
With all the social unrest. The Vietnam deal was hitting. I mean, it was a mess. And I just kind of walk. I reflect on that and walk my life through that and going, I remember how that looked. And now it's 2020. And I'm going, this still shouldn't be happening.
You're 100% right, Herm. It really shouldn't be happening, and it is wild that this continues to be the case. And again, I hope that people heed your advice and many people's advice of just, you know, figuring this stuff out, coming together, understanding that this isn't a political issue, Herm. This is a humanity issue.
Yes, yes. And this is just people that have a position of a power position in society, whether you're a police officer, whoever you may be, that you have to realize, you know, this is not like, you know, in a football game. It's kind of ironic because when you get emotional and you jump off sides and you get a pass interference, you know, okay, you get penalized. In the working field of a police officer, when your emotions get the best of you, it could turn out really bad. It could turn out really bad. And then that reflects all of a sudden your whole department. And that's not the truth, because that's not your whole department. But the problem is, when you have people like that in your department, they don't belong there. They don't belong there. That's how it works. They don't belong there. They don't.
You're right, because, you know, the conversation of bad apples, Herm, and Herm Edwards joining us here, head coach of Arizona State on the Sedano Show. You know, there are certain jobs that can't afford bad apples, right? And that's one of them. You know, you can't afford a bad apple when you're flying on a plane. You know what I'm saying? You can't afford a bad apple when you're going into surgery. And there are just certain jobs that can't afford that.
And I've always, you know, I tell the players this all the time, you know, and I learned this. Your last name is your most powerful possession. It's the most powerful possession your parents give you, is your last name. That your last name is tied into your occupation, and they go hand in hand for the rest of your life, no matter what you do. And when you do something out of line, it reflects your name, but it reflects your occupation as well. And that's what people see. And then they throw everybody in there. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're right. That is the problem. Herm, before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the potential. You mentioned the coronavirus numerous times. What are you hearing as far as your school and the Pac-12 in general and college football and the potential of it in the fall?
Well, right now we're headed to try to have a season, and I think we're going step by step in increments. On the 15th, actually, of next month of June, this month, we actually are going to start bringing some players in slowly. Not the whole team. We're kind of bringing them in groups, and you know that there's going to be testing involved in the whole deal. You know, temperature checks for everyone coming in the building. We're taking it one step at a time. So we're there right now. Then eventually try to start participating in practices and meetings, and that's going to be different. You know, all of a sudden, how do you meet with 110 players? Well, you probably don't. You probably can't have them in the same room unless you go in the stadium and have a team meeting, right? So all those things are under review of how you do things, right? And it's not going to be normal. I mean, players and coaches will have to walk in the building with masks on, rightly so. You know, because there's a lot of things that are happening. You know, how do you deal with the locker room? All these things that are set up and the safety first for players as well as coaches and staff.
Herm Edwards, a great man, head coach of Arizona State. I love that I can call you a friend, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk soon, okay?
You do as well, my friend. Nice talking to you, man.
Same here. Take care. There he is. Herm Edwards with us here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN.